Well, a Swindon actor will be on stage at the Arts Centre tonight after only 3 weeks of rehearsal. This is Lee Thompson from Marlborough Road. He got the call to replace another actor and has since then been feverishly burning these lines into his head to make sure he's ready to take to the stage tonight. He's appearing with the wonderful Old Town Theatre Company in their latest production, Ghosts by Henrik Ibsen. It begins with their three-night run this evening, and Lee's with me now. Good to see you again.
Yes, good morning, Graham.
Nice to see you. Thank you for coming in. So tell us what happened for you to suddenly get this call going, help.
Well, it's unfortunately Peter Hines, the cast member who'd been originally assigned this wonderful role, unfortunately is poorly.
Yeah.
And so therefore we had the call. Simple as that.
This is what you do though, isn't it? I mean, you get the call and you go, yep, I can do that.
That's pretty much, excuse me. In a previous production, Peter actually replaced me because I had to drop out. However, I then had a last-minute call on a previous production to go and stage manage. So it seems to be the way, yes.
It's the lure of the theatre, you see. That's what it is. Well, you've had very limited time to get ready for this role. Was it a play that you were particularly familiar with?
It wasn't, no.
Oh, dear.
I had attended the read-through.
Yes.
It wasn't a play I was intending to take part in due to other projects. Yeah. I wanted to take some time off, but hey.
Is it a particularly word? Well, for a start, what character are you playing?
I'm playing Jacob Engstrand. He's not the nicest of characters, is the easiest way to describe it.
And is it a very wordy piece?
It's obviously written 19th century.
Yeah.
And is quite a wordy piece, obviously being translated from Norwegian as well. leads to some challenges as far as the English language goes.
So, as an actor, how have you managed to get the words in your mind?
I tend to walk about talking to myself an awful lot.
As actors do.
As actors do. Yeah. So I do apologise if anybody's seen a nutter on the bus with headphones on. It's me learning my lines. And lots of country walks with my script in my hand.
So, tell us a little bit about the play.
The play in itself, it's really a comment on morality of the 19th century. Whereby the characters are pretty much haunted by the ghosts of their past, hence the title. There is a twist at the end, and it's not quite what you expected.
And we're not going to spoil it and reveal all this morning. You've got to go and see the play, because it opens tonight.
That's right, 7:30, curtain up, at the Arts Centre in Devizes Road.
OK, how many performances?
It's three performances, so it's Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Now, you know, I know some theatres, if an actor forgets the line, you've got somebody there with a prompt, you'll get a whisper off the stage. And you pick it up. That never happens with Old Town Theatre Company, does it?
That's correct. It's something that we work very hard on, in that we don't have prompts and so on.
But normally you've got longer rehearsal time and you're ready for it.
Fortunately, it's an experienced cast and we can pick up and put down the story quite quickly and get back on track if needs be. But not that it ever happens.
No, not that it will tonight either.
Nope.
As we like to say, break a leg.
Thank you very much indeed.
I hope it goes well. If you'd like to go along and see this, best way of getting a ticket?
Box office at the Arts Centre.
Yeah.
Buy it over the counter, or you can do it via the telephone.
OK. Well, tickets are £7.50 or £5. Tonight, tomorrow and Saturday, 7:30, the curtain goes up. And you can also get more information online at www.swindonweb.com/OTTC. Great to see you again, Lee.
Thank you, Graham.
Thanks for coming in. And as I say, I hope it goes well for you tonight. If you're going to go and see that show, I think you're in for a treat. It's The Breakfast Show this Thursday morning from Swindon's BBC Wiltshire. Mark O'Donnell. So what brought you from Liverpool to Devizes?